Right off the top, we kick it around with our pals from Talk Radio News. The former congressman from Ohio, one of my faves, joins us, Bob Ney. Bob, I trust you're doing well.
I'm doing good, and you're my favorite show.
I love that. Thank you. And I have to tell you this. Seriously, I watched you on Bill Maher, and I was waiting with bated breath. I was waiting for you to jump in because it's always hard at the top. And then, man, you came through like a champ. Was that a fun experience?
It was, I've been doing shows, I've done, you know, Meet the Press, et cetera, but that one topped them all. And I hesitated at first because there were some other things going on. They were answering about Anthony, you know,
yeah.
Elliot Spitzer was on. But
yes.
Great show.
Yeah, good. Hopefully he'll have you back on. That was fun to watch you doing that. Today was a big day for Bradley Manning. Manning gets 35 years in prison for the WikiLeaks stuff. As far as following through with the convictions, that's what the judge handed down. Were you surprised? Did you think he was, you know, they kept saying that the government wants 60 years. So 35, what's your reaction to that?
Well, the government, you know, wanted 90, and so they're disappointed. But, you know, he was not found guilty of aiding and abetting the enemy. After that, the logical sense would tell you that, you know, this could be a 3 or 4 year deal. But I just think it's to send a message, and the message is if you, you know, leak something, you're going to get it, and you don't have to be aiding and abetting the enemy to do it. So I thought it was a very, very stiff sentence.
Yeah, 35. We'll be talking about that tonight, people. 855-266-5283. NSA. Now the latest thing is they're saying the email collection was inadvertent, and they're insisting that the NSA ended it and 2011, there seems to be, Bob, there seems to be a lot of confusion around what did happen, how it was collected, how much, all that kind of stuff. Are you not surprised by that?
Well, you know, it's just the whole thing doesn't surprise me that they were collecting data. I was surprised that it's upwards of 75%. I mean, you talk about anybody ought to get 35 years, so those people, they've been mining data, they call it, but
yeah.
75% of everything coming around this country,
crazy.
Phone calls, that's trillions and gazillions of information. Obviously, they're going way beyond, you know, who's a terrorist, but I was surprised at the vast amount of it. The other thing that's shocking, though, here's an agency that's the spy agency collecting all this data, but they don't even know how much data Eric Snowden took. So, you know, you really wonder the competence level, but it's always a mistake on their part. Well, it was a mistake. But these are mistakes that, you know, somebody needs to step in and correct it.
This is going beyond
a simple mistake.
I agree. That's what I said to start the show yesterday. How crazy is that, that they have no idea even what he took, so they had no control about what they were getting. Now, wonder why I think there's this mass confusion. And you would think somebody, whoever is in charge all the way down, whether it's General Alexander, whoever it is, to me, I would think you would want somebody replaced. It doesn't make any sense.
If they went the same zest that they've done on Benghazi, if they went the same zest with the NSA, they seriously might get somewhere, but it's just like, yeah, well, it came and went. And those members of Congress knew things were going on, but nobody ever bothered to check.
Yeah, that's what's so crazy. All right, last one, Egypt. There was confusion over that, too. First, okay, the aid is going to be freeze. We're going to freeze the aid. And then, no, the White House says that's not what we're doing. We're looking at all angles of this. So I think they're trying to play it safe. What do you think?
I do, too. This is all congressional speak and White House speak, I call it, because they know the money's going to defense contractors. Whether Egypt sees the money or not, you have to pay the defense contractors. They all know it. That's the little open secret there. Number two, the money's already in the pipeline, so one can say, oh, well, there's no more in the pipeline, therefore we cut off aid, but the money's actually still in the pipeline, and they don't need more till next year. That's how this defense money runs. So once one understands the defense money, you can manipulate it. And so I think that, you know, they're talking for whoever wants to say what that day. It's a process that can be manipulated as to what you want to say about it. And then they're walking fine lines.
Yeah, absolutely. It's the ultimate spin zone. Bob Ney, Talk Radio News, thanks so much. We look forward to speaking with you in the future. Thanks.
Thank you.
All right, so the big bomb, a couple of them that we just talked about with Bob there, has to be Bradley Manning. I posted something on AmericaTonight.net. Really, what do you say? Fair or foul? He's looking for a pardon from the president, and doubtful that that will come his way at the end of the second term. Who knows? Stranger things have happened. But 35 years wasn't the 60, wasn't the 90. Is this fair? Is this the thing that should have happened to Bradley Manning, who had the biggest classified leak in our history? Dumped the most data, the intelligence secrets. The Secretary of State at the time, Hillary Clinton, was not thrilled. Nobody at the State Department was excited about it. Of course they weren't, because they talked about the wars, Iraq and Afghanistan, and revealed some pretty nasty things, including, which to me was always the worst, people who had helped soldiers, people who were Iraqis or Afghanistan folks who helped out. Not good for the Taliban or Al-Qaeda to see those names. That was the most worrisome thing to me that happened when all that information came out, and then, of course, they redacted the names from those things that were on WikiLeaks, but it was too late. It was already out there, and I wonder how many people lost their lives or had family members in trouble because of that, and we'll never really know the true amount. I don't think we will, because, you know, there's those statistics you're not going to find where we call it the Taliban. Hey, how many people did you off because of the information that was out there? And to me, that was WikiLeaks' fault when they vetted all the stuff out and they did put the documents up. They should have made sure that they took those names out. Once that became part of the story, then they went back and they did do that. The other thing is NSA and surveillance covering 75% of internet traffic. Are you kidding me? It's just ridiculous. Bob said it. It doesn't matter. Democrat, Republican, independent, whatever your label is, toss your label aside. Take off the shirt with the big D or the big R or the big I on it and, you know, honestly have a conversation about this. This is ridiculous. As much as I think, and I'm the defender sometimes, that there are things that really we don't need to know because there has to be some secrecy, but that maybe this is the problem. You think, okay, it's all right to have some secrecy, and then look at the advantage that gets taken of the American people, not to mention, as I said to Bob there, to me the most outrageous thing is the lack of accountability. This is the National Security Agency with no accountability. Are you kidding me? So they have surveillance in this network to reach 75% of all the internet communications. So I'm sorry. The hunt for foreign intelligence has definitely been dipped into my emails. And I bet it's been dipped into many of yours because of some of the things I would have written in emails. Just bringing up names of Al-Waliki or talking about Major Hassan, any of that kind of stuff would trip the trigger. Unfortunately, you didn't have to mention any terror names to have your information collected. Ridiculous. What do you think? Wake up, America. I know you have opinions. Let me hear them. 855-266-5283. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
NSA, and we've had lots of different people come on the show and toss in what they know about the NSA. I've talked about the information that is readily available out there and has been for some time about where the NSA is doing the dirty deeds. In other words, these buildings that house contractors and others, NSA employees, and where they are. And that this isn't a secret. We knew this information, by the way, was also being looked at. But I think since Ed Snowden had the big data dump, you know, once that broke worldwide in June, it kind of shook a few people up who maybe weren't necessarily thinking about it. Well, what does that mean? And also, honestly, none of us, I believe, realized the capability they had to go through the kind of internet traffic that they were looking at and the information that they were grabbing, and that we're supposed to believe that it's all cool because you really have to have pointed emails for them to be grabbing some of that metadata. And I don't think so. Because you could have one word that is a ridiculous word like backyard, and they could take your information. Which is nuttiness. It just doesn't make any sense. There has to be a much better way of filtering. Let's put it that way. And they carry this out, of course, with all those companies, the telecom companies, and they look for communications that they said either originated or ended abroad. But the problem with that is that's not, one, it's not entirely true. And because of the broad reach, domestic communications were intercepted throughout that, incidentally or otherwise, when they were hunting for others, because that's how it worked in grabbing the info. So what do you think about that? Listening to us on 1300 AM, our pals in Tallahassee, getting ready for some big football, and trust me, some of the people connected to football probably had their emails cold as well. I just, in my head, I envision this giant net. You know, like they just throw this giant net out there. And we're all out there. Millions of us are out there. And the net somehow is so huge. It just envelops every single one of us. But we're told, don't worry, it's not gonna affect you. Famous last words, don't worry. It won't harm you. Don't worry. We're defending the United States from threats. Don't worry. It's not happening. So for the people in Arcadia who are listening to us, how do you feel about that? And also, we've been hearing a lot from some of our friends in Arcadia, Florida, WFLN. Woo! Our fun affiliate there, 1480. I have family that lives not too far away and have spent some time in Florida. And one thing about Floridians, like so many of us in America, they're not short on their opinions. I think everybody has an opinion on the three new dreaded letters. My initial three dreaded letters, by the way, were in 2008, AIG, because of all the lies and nonsense. Then it flipped over to the IRS, but forever the IRS is the dreaded threesome that are hooked together, right? The NSA, though, absolutely, hands down, right now occupies the spot of the dreads. I mean, come on. And every time they turn around and say something, I just don't believe it. And more, I'm thinking, wow, you know, Ed Snowden, he's a contractor. He discloses all this secret information, these programs monitoring telephone and internet traffic. And some of us, of course, knew that it was going on. We talked about it a lot on America Tonight, but not to the level that we're talking about, not to that level. And more, it's convincing many of us that, okay, Ed Snowden broke the law by snatching classified documents, but why is the President of the United States changing policies at the NSA because of Ed Snowden, which he is? So Snowden tipped their hand, clearly. And then when they come out and say they don't even know how much information or what else Snowden has, that's crazy. So when somebody steals something, it's like shoplifting. You know your shop, right? So you go through the inventory. Nobody was going through the inventory? What, are you kidding me? Ridiculous. So for that reason, because I'm just in the mood to do it, we haven't really done this in a while. It's probably been a week or two. This truly, truly, truly is a dungeon moment if there ever was one. What do you think, America? I think General Alexander, and I said him because he's the guy in charge. Since he's the top dog, and he always looks so angry and aggravated, and I think if he could have popped Snowden in the skull, he would have done it. You know, like, get out of my way, kid. But he's the one who's had to backpedal, answer questions, defend, and say, listen, 50 attacks have been stopped. You wouldn't believe the information that we found out. If we didn't have this information, so many other things could have happened around this country and in other parts around the world. So we have to be doing this. I'm going to say I'm not really buying what the general's selling. I think he's asleep at the wheel. And the people underneath him are not being held accountable. Because he's the guy in charge. So it's really the people that have the delicate duties that aren't being looked at. There is no, you know, there is no org chart, accountability chart, the flow, the ebb and the flow of the information. So for that reason, I think the general, I've tried to get an interview with him, and he has not accepted so far. So you know what we do? Well, we're going to throw him in the dungeon. Well, we're going to throw him in the dungeon first. I'm going to tell you what we're going to do next. So Nathan Reeder, please escort General Alexander of the NSA into our dungeon.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
Sweet. You know what that means? That means that the general can get out of our America Tonight dungeon. I will send him a certificate and a key. And the key means he has the key to getting out of our dungeon if he agrees to do an interview on America Tonight. Now, in the past, truly, some people have done it. But the bigger the fish, the less opportunity to talk unless it's in a big group, because they don't want to do one-on-ones for the most part, right? So they have to do something and get their act together at the NSA. They can track almost anything that happens online. They can track it. So they need to get their act together big time. Give me a break on this. Please. All right, coming up in our next hour, we're going to promo what's happening on America Tonight. Hopefully you're all going to hang around, because Dr. Wendy James is going to join us to talk about problems with social media. Like when you know that everything that you have on the Internet, there's a good chance that it could be hanging out there in some data mining area waiting to be looked at. But because of the obsession of social media, what does that mean for our lives? And what does it mean for our risk? You know, in other words, we have a heightened risk now because of the knowledge that lots of the information could be looked at. And I think people believe that when you're on the Internet, you're incognito. I'm on the Internet. I got my little screen here. I got my iPad. I got my desktop. I've got my laptop. Just typing a few things out here. Boom, boom, boom. A few strokes of the key. And certainly we know people have been caught in pornography rings. People have been caught in messy divorces because they post ridiculous things on Facebook or they tweet something out. And that's all can be subpoenaed and be used as evidence. So anything computer-wise, any files, any of that stuff you're saving can be used against you in a court of law. So you don't have anonymity. You're not anonymous, in other words, easy to say. You're not anonymous as you think you are. You think that you have that. But the shroud of secrecy is really not out there. Unless you are good at hiding yourself. Unless you're a professional. It's like the hackers. But even the hackers are only so good. And then how often do you hear about some of these hackers getting caught? A lot. Say 80% of the time these days. All right. You want to throw in, please do. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Meet you on the flip side.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633. 609-5633, on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
United States has influence, but if the United States doesn't use that influence, then it has no influence. So far, the United States has sent a very, very mixed message.
John McCain, you go. Senator John McCain, Arizona. We agree on that one. He sums it up best. We're not using that influence. We're losing that influence, and we know it. We've talked about it a lot here with guys like Andrew Szabo and Peel Back the Onion, with half of the people that we've had on from Washington. Next week we're having Congressman Womack on, and we'll be talking about several things, including that, the influence factor. And we're looking at all sides of this. Congressman Cummings is also going to come up, come on the show with us in the next couple of weeks. So getting the perspective from D.C., out of D.C., and all the way around, including in your backyard, because to me, you count the most. It's we the people. Never forget that. There's a reason the Declaration of Independence was written by our founding fathers the way it was. We the people, because we don't want tyranny. We don't want any type of martial law. We don't want somebody ruling us and telling us what to do. And I'll tell you, one thing that has always been a positive about the U.S. is the influence that we wield for a certain reason, because other people want to come to play and want to help and want to spread the news that, you know what, this thing of picking your leaders, this thing of elections, this is pretty good. I'll take this over what we have. And that was the whole push in some cases on foreign lands is, hey, how do we get some of what you have? But now people are not drinking that Kool-Aid anymore because of things that have happened in the last couple of years. And the thing with Vladimir Putin was a killer for the reputation of the United States. I mean, an absolute killer after the Ed Snowden debacle. So Egypt is in the same category. Just make a decision. We're not giving aid because it was a coup. We cannot do that, therefore we cannot write a check for $1 billion plus dollars because it's illegal in our country. So we can't do that. You overthrew the guy that was elected a year into his regime. So we can't do it. We can't give you the check. That's it. That's all you have to say. But because you want to dance around the problems in the Middle East, this is what happens. There is no in-between. When you're the president, when you're Congress, when you're any of our three branches, forget the in-between. That's when we run into problems. You know, this is the thing. There are things that are gray in the world, but this isn't gray. We either are funding them and pretending it wasn't a coup, or we're doing what we should do, and it is not giving any money. We shouldn't do anything. Why would we, and here's the thing, why would we rescue the Muslim Brotherhood? Why would we do that? Why would we empower, arm, try to legitimize MB? MB, unfortunately, is riddled with the element that we're trying to get rid of. The element that leads to things that we don't want to see, terroristically speaking. So why, in the first place, were we backing Mohamed Morsi? And now this has been a strategic disaster. The Brotherhood is going deeper and deeper into fundamentalism. And so all this blood that is being spilled in Egypt, including the Christians, are at the hands of the people who are Islamists, who have burnt, smashed, shredded 80 churches in the last week. So rescue Muslim Brotherhood? Are you kidding? I don't understand it. I mean, it's toxic. It's very toxic. It makes absolutely no sense to me. I mean, you know, here's the thing. The Muslim Brotherhood, as my pal Frank Gaffney wrote about, and you have to remember this, has operatives in Dallas, Texas, with fundraising in connection with a couple of other things. Hamas. MB is not where you want to be. It was predictable that this would blow apart. So here we go. We have a way of putting ourselves in the wrong spot lately. So we need to cut off the aid. We need to cut it off. And whatever ties we have to Egypt, this killing is going to keep on going. And we're going to keep on having one foot in, one foot out. One foot in, one foot out. We can't do that here. And so many people have tried to transform Egypt. And look what's happened. The Muslim Brotherhood is determined, I think, for a full-on, game-on war. So, we're stuck. I mean, we're stuck in all directions. The Saudis and others in the Middle East are giving big bucks to the military because they don't want to see the Muslim Brotherhood flourish. Now, it's a mistake in other ways because we don't really know who's mixed in among the military. So, you know, I always say you can call the show or you can send us an email at americatonight.net. Don't get confused. It's not the .com. Someone beat us to it. americatonight.net. And already I've gotten a couple of quick emails here. One from Lon listening to us in Colorado who says, great show. NSA has to go. Laugh my head off. The dreads. They are the dreads. I love it, Ms. Delaney. Find out whatever you can about the NSA and tell us more. Yeah, it's not that secret. It's culling all the information together. And that's what it's about. And realizing what's happening. So NSA, Muslim Brotherhood, there's, you know, we're talking about the ordinary people in Egypt. And what's now happened in the Middle East, just so much for Arab Spring. You see Turkey, you see certainly what happened in Libya. Syria is just a walking death trap. If you were a mother or you had a family, you'd do anything to get out of Syria. And a lot of people have fled. But the Muslim Brotherhood, it's got to say it's a coup, and you got to dump that idea. The more, and it doesn't take much to do even a little bit of research on the Muslim Brotherhood, and you'll see the more you look, start to look into them, these are not good guys. They're not. Do we want to align ourselves with them? No. Not at all. Cut those ties to Muslim Brotherhood anyway. And let's see what happens. Because if we're in the middle of this and we're shedding blood, ooh, that's a big mistake. That's a triple threat. We'd go through the Iraq situation, Afghanistan, and then we would go through Egypt. Ooh, that would be a big, big blunder. Sometimes I think they forget in Washington we have a voluntary military. There are people that serve this country proudly and would have it no other way, that they've served for generations in any of the branches of government. But right now, and guess what? It's voluntary. And do you want to voluntarily put people in those situations in Egypt? No. Absolutely not. Foreign policy is on its head. It has failed miserably, is what's happened. Not just in Egypt, but definitely in Egypt. Look at the mess in Syria. Look at the mess in Syria. I mean, pretty soon it's going to be so bad that when they start to rank countries, when they talk about influence, we're not number one anymore. You could debate who's number one. Is it China? Is it Russia? Is it somebody else? It's not America. How did that happen while we were all sleeping? They were going through our emails and trying to connect us in a desperate attempt to figure out what's happening in the neighborhoods. Ooh, do we have any sleeper cells? And we did. We did have sleeper cells. So the trouble is thousands of years of religious differences and wars, and a group that is hell-bent on you accept their God or you're not in. We'll downplay it for the Americans a little bit, but trust me, when they leave, this is how it goes. This is how we roll. Quran, this is what it is. Read it. You don't join us, you're out. We'll burn your churches. We'll kick the door in. Why were we there in the first place with Mohamed Morsi? I don't get it. Ted Cruz, the senator from Texas, doesn't get it. Wait till you hear the protest today that he endured and what he had to say about dual citizenship. Stay with us.
Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You can win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. MedKids, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th, a weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com. You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
Whoa, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, when it came to winning Blue Ribbon. Well, I bet you taught the other kids how. Well, I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you took the cutest bite.
How about that? Did you hear that? Can we hear that one more time? I love Nathan. He is so good, man. That's crazy. So those protesters, by the way, aren't at our studio protesting, screaming about anything to do with America tonight. No, no, good. No. In fact, no, good. In fact, it's Senator Ted Cruz that was being protested. How about that? So the questions some people are asking, wow, he seemed like he might be the savior of the Republican Party, but now is he a thorn in our side? This whole Canada thing, and is he, you know, denouncing his dual citizenship? You know, here's the thing. Is it going to, renouncing his Canadian citizenship, is it going to end the questions about whether he is an American truly, or is he still a Canadian? So take a listen to what he had to say about the circus coming to town.
My mother was a U.S. citizen by birth. She was born in Wilmington, Delaware. And so under American law, I was a U.S. citizen by birth. I will note that it seems to be the silly season in politics.
All right, he says silly season, but, you know, Ted Cruz is a guy who's not afraid to take some swings at some things that he thinks are silly. So now he's under the microscope, and the questions are just starting. He renounces it. I mean, what do you stand before the microphones? I renounce my citizenship. Thank you very much. And then you move on. But the controversy is not, I don't think it's going to just completely blow over. It's a new, as he's saying, you know, it's the silly season. It's the nuisance factor. And that's the thing. That's what it is.
When is it not the silly season with politics?
Yeah, it's open season on nonsense all the time and craziness that makes no sense. So because this has happened with Obama, the birthers, all that kind of stuff, now on the other side of this, think about this, if you're extremely liberal or furious at the Tea Party or anything else, Cruz is the perfect target. I mean, he is such a soft target now. The Dallas Morning News digs this story up. They reported at first that he had dual citizenship. He releases his birth certificate, and amid the speculation, he could run for president. That's why. He was born in Calgary to an American mother, which he told you, Delaware, and said he's renouncing his Canadian citizenship, but it might not be enough. He was born in 1970 in Calgary. His father is Cuban. His father was born in Cuba. And Cruz says, listen, I did interviews before my Senate election, and I'm a citizen, a U.S. citizen, because my mother was born in the USA. Oh, that certainly can open up a can of worms, because I hear what he's saying. I was born in the USA. Well, what's his stance on immigration? There is part of the problem. So he has, this is how it works, so you know, about renouncing your citizenship. He has to explain in writing why he doesn't want to be Canadian. He has to fill out a four-page form. He has to get clearance from Canada's spy agency. That process takes 8 months or so. Could take a little bit more, could take a little bit less. Because our Constitution says only a natural-born citizen can be president. It has been the rule that anyone born overseas to an American parent is eligible for the White House. Remember, Arizona Senator, people don't remember this, John McCain, was actually born in the Panama Canal Zone. But he had a legal team around him that researched his eligibility for president because the questions came up. So he knew that they would come up. So I think this lingers a little while for Cruz. And it lingers partially because it'll take that 8 month period, give or take. And the dual citizenship wasn't what the Obama thing was about. That was about just flat out, where was he born? And I think there's people now, it's like doing this whole thing with the silliness and distractions and the carnival barkers, I get it, but that's what's going to happen. So the fact that he says he would renounce citizenship on the same day the story broke is vintage politics. They just didn't think about that, is what I think, because he's lived in America since he was tiny. And he won't say now, at this point, he's clammed up about whether he wants a White House run or not, because you have the governor of New Jersey, Chris Christie, you have Hillary Clinton that certainly wants to throw in her hat in the ring. So it'll be a tough time. It'll be a very, very tough time to try to pull out some kind of a last-second run. I mean, I don't know, unless if there was a way to poke fun of it at it, you know, poke fun at what happened and point to what he's saying is the ridiculous or something. That could be clever. If it was done well, that could be a clever way to clear it up. And would people accept it? I think they would. I think they would. What do you think? Traverse City? Got a good friend that's from Traverse City. Beautiful area. They're winding down their summer there in Michigan. 1270 AM WMKT. Are you on board or are you off the ship completely? On a couple of things. The Canadian citizenship thing. If you were Cruz, and if you were the campaign manager, what would you tell Cruz to do? I'd tell him to start filling out that paperwork. I'd say fill out that paperwork, get it in. 2016 is a ways away. People, for as many detractors as you might have, you definitely have people that adore you, so let's feed into that. Feed into that and take care of the paperwork and let it slide. Because something else will come up that's bigger than Cruz. But it was textbook that this happened. He was going after so many people himself. So now he gets to defend his life. Because basically that's what you're doing. You're defending your life. Especially in front of Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Moe in Congress. who knows what curveballs you might be thrown. By the way, Cruz was in the single digits and finished well behind Chris Christie and Kentucky Senator Rand Paul in a survey of likely New Hampshire voters about the Republican presidential nominee, but Cruz won a straw poll last month that was done at Western Conservative Summit, sponsored by Colorado Christian University. So the feeling out process has begun. And what, I mean, at this point, because 2016 is a ways down the road, but this is the, okay, who do we know who's going to run? Who can we already toss out there? Who can we talk about and kind of roll this thing forward a little bit? Because nowadays, to run for president, it's not just about the dough, because you have to have a lot of it, but it's about what you're doing heading in to it. What are you doing heading into it? It's a complete nightmare. It's a complete nightmare. It is. And the fact that who knows what's going on with all of our information. It's crazy. So we seg back into what we talked about at the beginning of the show, the NSA, what they know, what they don't know, and how it can hurt all of us. How it can hurt all of us, not just a handful of people. And you get in that vacuum, and you're feeling pretty good, but then you realize, woo, I'm in a vacuum. Is this being an isolationist? Is this the way to go? And the answer is never. The whole thing about keeping your enemies close, Sun Tzu, what do you need to do to hit that pinnacle? And that certainly is one of them. All right, I'm always mining for your emails. And trust me, we trash them afterwards. AmericaTonight.net, AmericaTonight.net. That's where you need to send it, just like Chuck did in Texas. Chuck says, Princess, long time no speak. NSA, very, very bad for business. Imagine how much information they have of all of us, truly. I think we would be astonished. Thanks for listening to America Tonight.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.